Could you please join me in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, I come before you today to thank you for the opportunity to share with your people about Ash Wednesday. I pray that you will remove the nerves and help me to speak with clarity. Amen. As many of you know, I've been coming to church and Sunday school and Bible study my entire life. I was taught many lessons about the Bible and stories within it, but it wasn't until my uncle asked me to speak on Ash Wednesday that I realized this is one lesson I never had. Then, when I began to research the topic, I discovered there are pamphlets and books on just about every other topic, but I couldn't find a book on Ash Wednesday. So while I was searching the internet, I read that ashes were the symbol of humility and sacrifice. So I looked up the word humility and found that humility meant the state or quality of being humble. Sacrifice means an offering or of a life or object to a deity or God. In fact, in earlier times, Christians who committed a serious sin did public penance. As part of this, they were sprinkled with ashes and required to wear sackcloth. In later years, penitents were also turned away from their place of worship for the entire season of Lent until Holy Monday or Thursday, by which time they had atoned for their sins. Eventually, all Christians came to receive ashes an act of devotion as well. After finding the worldly definition for humility and sacrifice, I wanted to identify it in the Word of God. So I read Nehemiah 9:1, where the Israelites were reclaiming their religion after the exile under Moses. They would celebrate and feast, the last being the Feast of the Tabernacle, thanking God for getting them out of Egypt. Then they would separate themselves, humble themselves in the presence of the Lord, wearing ashes and sackcloth as a symbol of humility and sacrifice before God. Here I noticed that when the Israelites celebrated, they did it together with strangers and foreigners, but when they reflected on God, they went in seclusion and reverence to God. I know myself, and I get distracted very easily. Anything could get me off track, but when I realized that when the Israelites went into seclusion, it was not that no one else could reverence to God with them, but to completely focus on what God had done for them and to remind themselves that their exodus from Egypt was not as a result of what they did, but the protection of God over their lives. When they wore the sackcloth and ashes, they were reminded of the marvelous works of God and the saving grace of God. The Lord has sent me a prophetic aunt and an intelligent and comical uncle who can spiritually reach me when sharing the Word of God with clarity and understanding. People who I know I can go and trust because they have taught me that the blessings I have received in my life are not the result of anything I've done, but merely God's will for my life. I have stepped out on faith many times, and God has continually followed through on his promises to me, showing me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The Bible says in Romans 5:1 that therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we also have access by faith in this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of the Lord. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulations work as patience, patience experience, and experience hope. So when we begin to work in faith, we gain the grace of God wherein we are welcome to rejoice in the glory of the Lord. And not just when everything's going well, because when the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt, they were not placed in the promised land right away. They still had a long way to go. Those who remembered to reverence God and humble themselves experience the joy of the Lord. And I've learned to rejoice and reverence in God, even in bad situations. Through Bible study, I learned that to have patience and humble myself in prayer. One Sunday, Ashley was our teacher, and we talked about how we sometimes go so deep into a problem that we pray and we pray and we pray, and we never really realize that God has already delivered us. So through my problems, I praise God because I know he has already gotten me through dangers seen and unseen, and I know that he will soon deliver me from this one also. From reading the Word of God and studying Ash Wednesday, I know that when I go to receive my ashes, it's not for decoration or show, but its noun has deeper meaning and tells me that even now, God is directing my life. I recognize internally and externally that when God works in my life, I have a chance to show him that I know it wasn't me. The day my sister and I were born, my mom was told that I would die in 48 hours. But God said not so, and here I stand today. Years ago, my mom was in the hospital, and they prepared us all for the worst. Just last Christmas, my dad was in the hospital, and doctors couldn't explain how he managed to walk in. But it was God who pulled my family and all of us out of our Egypt. My parents are an example of consistent faith and prayer, praise and humility, and continually encourage us to lean on and trust in God. This assignment has given me enriched meaning to Ash Wednesday. So when I go before God and the world this year, I receive my ashes. I will come humbly knowing that God has and will forever protect me, and I give my life as a living sacrifice, because the Bible says in Leviticus 27 and 28 that every devoted thing is most holy unto the Lord. I thank God for the opportunity to stand before him and outwardly show of my love and devotion toward him. So I proudly wear my ashes, hoping that someone will ask me why, so that I can use the opportunity to be a living sacrifice to the grace and mercy of God that I serve. Amen, and thank you very much.
I give myself away, so you can use me. I give myself away.